Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess, it's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
Yeah, probably he's in denial, but this is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth, about aging and having a wonderful time, 50+. And this is March, and this is Fun Month. Yeah, I know. Every single month we have Heart Healthy Month or Brain Health Month. You know, let's just have fun months. And March 11th is probably going to be the best fun on both coasts. Listen to this one. In New York, if you're in New York City, we're going on the Shady Lady Tour. And that is at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And we are celebrating Nasty Women of History. Yes, we are. At 1 p.m., it's a two-hour walking tour at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, celebrating the feisty, path-breaking women who made themselves heard throughout history. But, by the way, Professor of Classics Andrew Lear is going to, a guy, of course, is going to take us on the tour. On the West Coast, in Oakland, you're going to hear all about it from our guest, is a fantastically important book signing for you, because our guest, Lauren Stevens, is the president of Right Wisdom, and we're going to be speaking with her in the first half of our show about how you can access her skill in writing your memoir, what happened when one fellow did, and it ended up with a great-selling book called Paris Nights, My Year at the Moulin Rouge, co-authored by Cliff Simon and Lauren. And there's going to be a book signing on that one. You're not going to want to miss that. We'll give you all the details in a minute. But first, let me introduce you to our guest. So, Lauren founded in 2000 a company called Right Wisdom. She is a documentary filmmaker. She's written memoirs with her own mom, and we're going to hear about that. And what she helps people do is tell their own unique life story. So if you've been longing to put this down on paper, if you've been thinking about life review, if you're wondering how you can get all those great travel memoir stories down on paper, Right Wisdom can help you. So let me introduce Lauren to you and say hello. Lauren, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Adrian, for having me on your show.
And let's just talk about Right Wisdom for a minute so people understand this unique company that you've created. That you can co-author, ghostwrite, do many things to elicit people's stories. You call yourself a personal archaeologist. Tell us what that means.
Well, a personal archaeologist is someone who, for lack of a better word, digs around for the story that's just beneath the surface, and that reveals to the reader and brings to the light of day an individual's past history. But it's more than simply a recitation of this happened and this happened and this happened. What we are looking for is those emotional turning points in an individual's life, because it is the emotion of a particular event that really connects with the reader. And sometimes emotions can be elicited through seemingly what I would call innocent events, that then lead to an outpouring of feeling and reminiscence. So I would say that really is where the excitement, pathos, and the heart of what we do is all about.
It helped really bring it out. And I want to ask a question about this, because this is something I did not tell you during our pre-talk. So I'm a writer. I have lots and lots of books out. And then I tried to write a memoir. And I even took a course, I have to tell you this. And boy, did it stink. It was terrible. And I'll tell you why. Because I wasn't honest. I couldn't get on paper the honesty of those emotions. So I'm fascinated. And I'm a published author. Lots of books. And it didn't help. So I want everybody to understand that these memoirs that we're all talking about as we age and we want to do life review, this is not for sissies. So how do you get people to be honest so that that emotion clicks on the page?
Well, you know, first of all, I love what you just said. This is not for sissies. My mom always used to say growing older is not for sissies, because it does take a certain bravery, and there are challenges along the way. But I think that that's absolutely true. You can be a skillful writer about things that are at arm's length from yourself, because you're not having to connect with the emotion of a situation, and many people tend to avoid that. What we as ghostwriters try and do as gracefully and as sensitively as possible is to help people take that journey into what might be some of the more difficult aspects of their life, because a book that isn't honest is not a book that a reader is going to pick up and want to continue reading. They will sense the lack of honesty, for a better word, or trying to whitewash a situation or make it pretty and tie it up in a neat little bow. And that's not how life really is. I mean, life is pretty messy. You know, the beauty of it and the tragedy of it. It doesn't fit itself into little compartments that you can sort of segregate from yourself. You really have to get down into what I call the depths of your story and your life, and plumb what then turns out to be treasure. So that sort of goes back to the notion of that personal archaeologist. Because what I do hope in doing this process is a couple of things. One, that you learn something about yourself that you didn't know before, and hopefully more than just something, that you learn a lot, that you see surprises as you're writing your story. You have those aha moments. And many writers will say, you know, if there isn't surprise and awe in the writing and what's on the page, it's just going to be flat. And the other thing that always happens, and I can guarantee it, is that you start making connections and you uncover themes in your life and coincidences and synchronicity, things that you didn't really realize that were causal. Oh, yes, that happened, and then 20 years later this happened, and there's a connection here. There's a theme, and I can't specifically tell you, you know, by example, what that might be, but
I'm sure
that...
Well, I'm going to give you an example. I'll give you an example right now. Paris Nights, my year at the Moulin Rouge.
Sure.
Because this is a new thing, actually, for you in the sense that you are the author, co-author with Cliff Simon. I was telling everybody about your March 11th book signing. Let's get the details of that. But this book did begin as a memoir, and now it's a great-selling book. It's called Paris Nights, My Year at the Moulin Rouge. And if you want to see what a life review memoir can turn into, an actual popular book, not just something in your drawer, if that's been your goal, then this is a great model for you. So, Lauren, tell everybody where you're doing your book signing on March 11th.
It's at a store called A Great Good Place for Books on LaSalle Street in Oakland, California. And it's Saturday, March 11th at 6 p.m. And for those of your listeners who are in the Bay Area, I hope they will stop by. I'll be doing a reading from few short excerpts from the book itself, and then we'll be doing a book signing in a real bookstore.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, it's in a bookstore. You shocked me. I have to tell you. I said, what? It's still a bookstore. So anyway, Paris Nights, My Year at the Moulin Rouge. Now, this is a fellow who was a South African gymnast, a competitive swimmer, and he went to the Moulin Rouge. And here's a quote from it. This is where every show dancer wants to end up. Once you've danced here, you have a golden ticket to anywhere else in the world. And what Lauren did was elicit his story, and it's become a terrific story of his life and his journey. As he wins the title of Mr. South Africa, he lands a starring role in a soap opera. So there's so many things that happened in this memoir that it really became a journey that everybody else wants to read about. But most of the time, people are keeping their book at home. And one of the things you did was you wrote a memoir with your mom. And the name of it is I Turned a Key and the Birds Began to Sing. Now, when we come back, I'm going to ask you about that title. Because I would also think, by the way, Lauren, that eliciting the title of somebody's memoir must be one of the hardest things to do and one of the most thoughtful things that anybody could do. So when we come back, we're going to show you that journey. Maybe everything will start with a title. I'm even going to reveal the title of the memoir that I would like to write and can't. And we're going to see how that's done. And I certainly want to also talk to Lauren about her work in filmmaking and documentary. So this is Fun Month.
Well, that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is
is yours.
Call Consolidated Credit now.
Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. The Fountain of Truth about aging, which is sometimes a truth that we want to hide. But we've been talking so much about life review. We've been talking about gerotranscendence, very fancy, a new stage of life as we grow older where we want to look back and see what we did in life and make some sense out of it. And here today with Lauren Steffens, who is the president of Right Wisdom, she's going to give you her website in a minute, she takes it to the next level. She really helps you create your own memoir. And she's gone so far as to create a memoir with a fellow named Cliff Simon that has become a great-selling book, Paris Nights, My Year at the Moulin Rouge. You can get it on Amazon. And you can see her on March 11th in Oakland. We'll give you that on our website, generationboldradio.com. You'll see that up on Wednesday as to where it is with the address. I'll meet her personally if you happen to be in the area. So let's go back, Lauren. You did a memoir with your mom, I Turned a Key and the Birds Began to Sing. Now, first of all, it's a fascinating title, and I'd love to know how you elicited that from your mom. And is that a starting point or an ending point, these titles?
In some cases, it's a starting point. Somebody comes to me and they have a title already in their mind, and I don't disabuse them of that title because it can be the engine that starts the vehicle running, where I may not think that's the best title in the world, but I call it a working title, and that gives us a platform from which to move ahead. Most times, the final title is very organic, and it comes out of the whole process of writing a book. A line will pop up, or a theme will come to the surface, and all of a sudden, that's it. And I think you mentioned to me or to your listeners the whole challenge of finding a title. It can be a very labor-intensive one, in the sense that that's what catches a reader's attention. That's what's on the front of the book. And many a book that isn't so fantastic sells because the title is so catchy and so grabby, that plus the cover. Those two things are sort of your first impression of a book. In my mother's case, I Turned a Key and the Birds Began to Sing came out of that organic process of us talking about her life and looking at different chapters of her life. And this particular title relates to the period in which she was my mom was a trained opera singer. Uh-huh. And she had performed in New York, and the story evolved out of her being in Vienna and going to an opera with my uncle, and the opera was in German. She spoke fluent German, but it was an old German. I'm not sure of what the actual technical term is for an older type of German, because I don't speak German. I didn't have that gift growing up myself. She did. And she said to me, you know, I was sitting in my chair at this darkened theater, and of course I knew the music, but I was listening to the words of the songs, and all of a sudden I could understand everything. It was as if a key turned and the birds began to sing.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
I said, Mom, I said, that's the title of your book. And we just sort of, you know, embraced one another as if we had one of those unbelievable bonding moments. And so I then took it one step further. And if you look on my website, which is www.writewisdom.com, there's a section called Book Projects. And in that section, there are the covers for each of the books that have been published by Write Wisdom's subsidiary or by another publishing company. And the cover of the book is a painting that I had commissioned of my mother floating over Central Park holding a bird cage with a bird flying out of it. And it has a feeling of Chagall, because Chagall was a painter that my mother adored, and fortunately for her, she actually did own an early Chagall. So we sort of used that iconography and that style to create the painting, and Chagall believed that people who flew that was a symbol of happiness on the, you know, on the canvas. And some of his greatest paintings, you'll see, you know, lovers floating in the air and so forth. So I sort of took all of that and synthesized it into this cover. And to this day, it's one of my favorite covers. So
I can imagine. I just want to remind everybody that Write Wisdom is W-R-I-T-E, Wisdom. So when you look for that website, it's very simple. We're talking about you becoming a writer, and it's Write Wisdom. Now, I promise everybody I would reveal my title, and then I have what I think is the most important process question I have for you. The title for my book, that it has not been written, by the way, mm-hmm. and remember, I am a writer. I want everybody to understand that this is a hard thing to do, and you may need help. And if you are hell-bent on doing this, because we have talked about Life Bio, Life Review, my daughter even was asked as a school project to interview my mom, and it was very difficult to get information from her. I'm very happy we have a little bit of it now that she's passed. But the title that I came up with for me was Champagne Before Breakfast, and that was because it's really a travel memoir. And if you go ballooning, you'll have champagne before breakfast. So it relates to that. But I have found it difficult to get the emotions out. The facts, the occurrences, easy to tell. The emotions behind it, not so easy. So you guys, if you're interested in this, Write Wisdom is the place to go. My last question for you, though, and time goes so fast, do you have people actually do chapters and topics first? Or do they begin simply to tell the story from
You know, wherever? I try and start, let's begin at the beginning.
Okay. So it's chronological.
It's really chronological. The book may not be, it may not end up in chronological order. We may sort of jump around because memoir allows you to do that. You know, it's a memory book, and you may, it's not strictly an autobiography, although, of course, we do that as well. But a memory book, there's a little more freedom in terms of what comes first, what comes second, and so forth. I do want to say, Adrian, that your title, Champagne Before Breakfast, is terrific, but it may pin you into a corner. In other words, it may not open up your mind to some of the themes that you really want to get at, and it may block you from traveling deep into the heart of your story. But in terms of a sales pitch, as it were, it's a great title. And I was in Burgundy, and we did do the balloon ride, and we did end up in the wheat field and have champagne with orange juice and all of that. So, you know, as a travel book, it's like the ideal, you know, it's an ideal title.
Yeah, people get it, but you know, I'm hard on myself too as a writer. But I do want everybody to know that this show is about fun this month. We're only going to be dealing with fun. So March 11th, if you're on the West Coast, you're going to go to our website, generationbaldradio.com, or writewisdom.com. Get all the information. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you so much for being with me.
Well, thank you so much, Adrian. It was a pleasure.
For me too. We'll be right back.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, we are inappropriate for our age. March is fun month, and boy, are we going to have fun in the next half hour. Just want to remind you, though, that a part of that fun, on March 11th, I will be at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and we are going to do a two-hour tour, Nasty Women of History. Oh, yes, we are. And we have a professor is going to be there with us, taking us around to the Metropolitan. We're going to meet all the characters of, you know, from myth, legend, and reality that we would call a biatch, if you know what I mean. Okay, now, right now, we have a really nice guy that we're going to talk with. His name is Robert Creighton, and he is the star of, I would say, the best musical I've seen, and I told him off-air, honestly, I see about three a week. And this is the only one that I came back from and said, you know, I have to see it again. And I said this to my husband. Because it is two Drama Desk Award nominations, three Outer Critics Circle nominations, the Astaire, meaning Fred Astaire, award winner. If you saw the dancing, you would know why. And Off-Broadway Alliance nominee, Best New Musical. But it's not new anymore. It's going on forever. And it just hit. So people schlep up two flights of steps to see this, and all of a sudden it's a big theater with a small cast that I call the hardest working cast on Broadway. So let's just throw this open now to Robert Creighton. Now, Cagney was your conceptualization. It's your baby. Tell us how it happened that you created this show, which is not an easy thing to do, and then overtake Broadway. So how did it start?
Well, good morning. You know what's interesting? This started as an idea in acting school. I had a teacher named Jack Milanos, great old guy, who one day said to me, I was doing a scene or something, and then I finished and he said, you know what, you remind me of Jimmy Cagney. You kind of look a bit like him, you're built like him. I know you like to tap dance on the side, because I was going to a straight acting school, and they didn't really care much for my musical theater bent. But he said, you remind me of Jimmy Cagney. And I was a Fred Astaire guy growing up. My parents really exposed me to the old movie musicals, but not a lot of Cagney where I grew up in a small town in Canada. And I started watching his films and right away sort of felt like obsessed with him on film, who he was and how he was on film. And I was like, yeah, I do kind of feel a connection there, and that's how the germ of, well, sort of my obsession started. And then a year out of acting school, I had some involvement with his estate, who was trying to do a play about his life at the time, but it wasn't really a play. It was just sort of a collection of sort of plagiarized from biographies, and they wanted someone to imitate Cagney and tell stories. And I actually got that part, but it sort of fizzled quickly. But the flame was lit within me that this is a great idea. I need to do a show about James Cagney. And ultimately, it had to be a musical because he was a vaudeville guy, always wanted to be known as a song and dance man. And, it just lent itself to becoming a musical. And I talked about it for a long time before I actually did anything. And then I started writing a one-man show and then started collaborating with a great writer, Peter Cawley, and we created a four-person musical with period music. And then the period music wasn't really telling the story, so I wrote music and lyrics, and we created an entire original musical with some little Cohan songs, and then started collaborating with the director and another musical writer who knew a lot more than me about how to create a musical, Christopher McGovern, and we ended up with what we have now.
Well, it's just wonderful. And what? Let's go back to the idea that I felt immediately,
sure,
the hardest working cast on Broadway. First of all, I have to give a hand for the guy who did the staging. It's very bare. It could not have cost a lot of money because, you know, these shows could cost millions and then they charge $150 minimum. But you got a bare stage that really brings us everywhere from vaudeville to offices to the silver screen and even to the McCarthy investigations.
Yeah.
So let's give a shout out to whoever created
Absolutely.
That stage.
Absolutely. Bill Castellino is our director, who just is phenomenal helping new musicals find their way. And I think the creative way that he and the set designer, Jim Morgan, as you say, sort of had a – it's like almost like an old antique movie theater that you might go into to start with some of the ornamentation and whatnot. But then we just bring on simple things like tables and chairs and projections that set the stage. And we're able to transport people from place to place very quickly without big set changes, which is, I think, really, as you say, wise on their part, both from a production standpoint and just from a storytelling point, you know?
Well, it's very elegant. I just want everybody to know that Cagney, of course we're referring to James Cagney, but Cagney is the name of the play, is at the West Side Theater at 407 West 43rd Street, between 9th and 10th, and when they have the address here, they very carefully say, upstairs. It is upstairs.
Yes.
But when you get upstairs, it's not like one of these studios or a fringe festival. This is a big show. Now, except...
Isn't it a beautiful little gem of a theater?
It's gorgeous. But, of course, one of the things I liked about the staging was that there's a framework of the old theater all around everything that's going on, just like there was this framework of theater in the life of Cagney from the beginning. But in the beginning, would you call him a hoodlum, or would you call him a rabble-rouser or a unionist? I mean, he certainly didn't start. He didn't go to a fancy acting school. So,
no, he sure didn't. He got his first job in vaudeville, and as you see in the show, you find James Cagney in a dress, and that's actually a true story. He got it. He was wrapping gifts at Wanamaker's down in Union Square, and his buddy who he was working with said, you know, they're looking for dancers in this vaudeville show up at Keith's Music Theater, and I know you. He was not formally trained, but he was kind of a natural at that, and you know, would go to the Saturday night dances in the neighborhood. And he went and auditioned, and actually let people go in front of him and watched what they did. And he would just, and he went up and auditioned and got the part. And so he did his first show in vaudeville, not to be in theater, not because he was trained or that was a dream, but just to have a job. He was working three or four jobs at the time to support his family, and that turned out to be this little show called Every Sailor. It turned out to be $35 a week, which was a lot of money back then, in the late teens, 1918 or 1919, whatever that was. And that's how he started. But he didn't want to be a star. He didn't want to be in the movie. He wanted to work. So
now of course the point here also was that he was a good guy. He seems to have been, at least if what you're portraying is accurate, a family man. He loved his mother, for real.
Yeah.
Not just Mama on Top of the World, but a really good guy. And a devoted husband. He seemed to have one wife for a very, very long time.
66 years to one woman,
56 years, but he was a great gangster. And do you think it's...
Yeah.
How did that happen? Was he just taught to do that? Or he was a natural and didn't even realize it.
If you read his book, my favorite Cagney book about Cagney is the one he wrote, or had a ghostwriter, but he wrote Cagney by Cagney, and you really hear his voice about how he grew up. And the first 35 pages are about he and his brothers and the street fights and the and how he broke his hand, so they had to pause the fight. But when his hand healed, his mother said, "Okay, let's go finish it." And she brought him over. They knocked on the door, and the kid came out, and they finished the fight. I mean, that's how he grew up, using his fists on the street and that kind of thing. And so when he had his Broadway show that got bought, the rights got bought and sold to Warner Brothers by Al Jolson, actually, and he said you should use that kid, James Cagney, and that girl, Joan Blondell, use them in the movie. That's how he got his first movie, and went out there and sort of started down the path. And like we describe in the show, he was in playing the second banana in Public Enemy, and they watched the dailies, and they said, no, that guy should be the lead. He's way tougher than the lead guy. And that's, they put him in the lead part, and he put the grapefruit in May Clark's face and became a huge star as a result.
That was spontaneous. He did that on his own. It wasn't in the script. Is that so?
The actual story out of Cagney's mouth is that they finished shooting the scene, and he had the idea, and he went to May Clark's dressing room and said, wouldn't it be funny, well, just to crack up the crew, if we did one more take and I put the grapefruit in your face at the end? And she said, okay, let's do it. So they went back out and did the scene again, and he did that at the end. But that's the take they put in the movie,
and everybody
of course.
Remembers. We come back,
iconic
we're
going to
talk a little bit more about the myths about Cagney. I'm not going to reveal anything about you, Dirty Rat, but you're going to hear from Robert Crace about that, and also about the cast. I'm fascinated by the cast. Hardest working cast on Broadway, this is Cagney. We'll be back in a minute. And the West Side Theater, West 43rd Street. You're going to want to see it. Don't go anywhere.
Appropriate for my age. Da 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 da.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold of the Fountain of Truth. And this is March Fun Month. And so we are speaking today with Robert Craig, and he created Cagney, just a phenomenal musical experience in New York City right now, but I can smell something that's going to go regional and be on the road. So wherever you're listening to me, you can always hear the music. You can always download that. And, of course, if you're in New York, the West Side Theater, 407 West 43rd Street, you definitely should see this. It's a wonderful production. Now, that's what I wanted to start with for a moment, if I might, Robert. And that's the production, the cast. They play many, many parts. And they must be exhausted. I'm fascinated by it. Did you select them, or how did it happen?
It's an amazing group. We're so lucky. This show requires of, there's six of us in the cast, and it requires of everyone. Jack Warner, the gentleman, Bruce Sabbath, who plays Jack Warner, who's sort of the main antagonist of the show, but he doesn't have to dance, but and he plays two other parts. But everyone else in the show has sort of their home-based character, either as my wife, as Cagney's wife, Willie, or Bob Hope, or his brother, or mother, and then they all play nine other parts. So it looks like a cast. We literally have people after the show who said, why didn't the person playing such and such take a bow? You know, because they really transform. And I think part of the charm, what I've been told is part of the charm of the show is the fact that it's almost an endurance test, too. You see six actors telling this story. I'm the only schmuck who plays one part, really. Like Cagney.
Yeah,
so,
but you're never, you're on 100% of the time. I mean,
yeah, rarely off stage. That's true.
But
it is, you can't hide in this show. So everyone is a true triple threat. You have to really sing, really dance, and really act, because there's no, it's not like a big musical where you can be in the third row tap dancing and people maybe aren't focused right on you. In this 270-seat theater and five of us up there doing the USO tap number, you see every single person clear as a bell. So they really have to have all
to
that skill set.
I wasn't sure. This is not a revolving cast. They're on every single show, the same people.
We do eight shows a week. We get literally physical therapy on two show days between the shows.
Yep.
I am on literally an NFL, what NFL players take for their vitamin regimen. That's what I take right now to do this eight times a week. So it's
I can't
it really
imagine.
Is. And I have two small children. It really is a test of right now in my life how to endure 8 shows a week. And you know what? I love it, actually. It's the biggest challenge of my life, of my career so far, but it also is the most satisfying because, you know, it was a dream of mine to create this, and so I asked for it, and here it is. So I embrace the challenge of it.
This is a show about aging. I'll make one aside. We learn how we grow old, and we grow old because of telomeres, which is in the body that protects the cells. And the cells, the protection gets smaller. And as it gets smaller, you get older and eventually pass away. If in your younger years, your age group, all the way up to even 45 or 50, you start to do a regime of vitamins, of activity, of exercise, and you're doing it to the extreme, the telomeres don't shrink. And you live longer. So when you're 80 or 85, you'll look back at CAGNY and you'll say, hey, I'm glad I did that for other reasons. Because that's the best answer.
That is the best thing I've heard in ages. I'm taking that to the bank. That is great information.
You can. Because
I actually take one
longer.
Thing. Yeah. Funny you say, I take one thing called, it's called unfair advantage. It's totally legal. All it is it supports your mitochondria. Like it helps your cells stay strong, so I take a little shot of that once a day before the show. And funnily enough, my understudy, Freddie Kim, who covers myself and the guy who plays my brother, is a cancer survivor and has become literally a health guru in his recovery over the last 10 years. He's a trainer and a health coach, and he's the one who's keeping me at my optimal health, and he's my understudy. So I call him the opposite of Eve. If you know,
right,
you know all about
you off
he's
stage.
Like, yeah, that's right. He's the guy who's got me on all this great stuff, and I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm well into my 40s, so it feels good.
It is amazing because you look like you're in your 20s, and the fact is that mitochondria, which is what we talk about a lot, is and what you're taking to strengthen, is exactly the cell strength that we're dealing with. Who would have believed that in fun months, talking to Robert Creighton, we go back to our old story of how to age well, but he's aging amazingly well, if that's your age.
You know what,
oh,
my dad's 83 and still practicing medicine.
Yep.
And so the one thing I've been blessed in my life with is energy, so I'm lucky that way.
Yeah, that's for sure, and it comes through. But that's actually what I wanted to ask you about in a moment. But before that, I promised everybody that we would debunk a myth. So I was so upset about this "you dirty rat" thing. Tell everybody about this.
Well, you know, back in the CAGNY was known as the quintessential, and in my opinion, the greatest of all time tough guy on screen. And Frank Gorshin started imitating him by saying "you dirty rat." You know, and people would imitate, and that sort of caught on. So whenever anyone did their bad impersonation of CAGNY, P.S. I don't impersonate CAGNY because he didn't believe in impersonation. So I take his advice about playing a biographical character. But people would say you dirty rat, and he never actually said that in the films. He said versions of it with other words involved, but he never actually said "you dirty rat," and he. So we play with that a bit in the show.
Now, you know, we may be the only radio audience that you'll ever be an interviewer, an interviewee on, who when you say Frank Gorshin, we know exactly who you're talking about, and we can picture
Of course.
The last time I saw him was live in Princess Ida as the Mean King, which is a Gilbert and Sullivan. So I actually have seen him in a whole other than a comedy role. But the fact is that this is an audience of what they call the mature. And that's what I want to ask you about before we leave. We only have a few seconds. Is it my imagination or a Broadway audience is just getting older?
Well, I think they are. I think, as you said off the air, I think that the cost of going to shows these days has ruled out some of the younger crowd in some ways. I think that one of the great things that's happening, though, now, and this is what my wife does for a living, she oversees the digital advertising for several Broadway shows and deals with social media and that kind of thing. And I think that a lot of those outlets are starting to, and there are shows like, I'm thinking of things that just opened, like Dear Evan Hansen and Come From Away.
Attracting the younger crowd.
They're really utilizing these new ways of attracting a younger crowd. And
I think
it's going to catch on.
I'm so sorry, guys, but we have to go. And you know what I'm going to say? Get out there, kids. Make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,